Thanks so much for playing live on WFMU.
Thank you for having us.
Jesse Evans, Toby Dammit, here from Berlin with a special U.S. appearance.
Yeah.
Kind of exclusive. Can I say that?
It's rare.
It's very exclusive.
Great. You guys just got back from touring Mexico, and can you tell us a little bit about where you stopped and, like, maybe you were telling me about a few bands that you enjoyed over there?
Yeah, we just did a tour in Mexico. We started in San Francisco. Actually, we played with Extraction, marching band, and then we played in L.A., and then we played in Tijuana, and we went down to Oaxaca. We were there for almost 10 days hanging out, and we went to, where did we go? We went to the beach.
Mazunte.
Went to the beach. And then we went up to Mexico City and we played with Jesse Bulbo, who's a really awesome band. It's like a garage, kind of 60s, sort of French pop with like garage and very punk spirit. They were really great. And we played in Monterrey, we played in Puebla. And any other shows we played?
Well, another show in Mexico City.
Yeah, a couple shows in Mexico City. There's so much. There's so many great bands in Mexico City that we love right now. Like the Nortec Collective, of course, from Tijuana, who Pepe from Nortec Collective co-produced my record. So we worked with a lot of those guys. And Sonido Desconocido from Mexico City is a really cool cumbia, electronic cumbia band. And Eli Guerra, we know, a good friend of ours. She's like a pop rock girl. Yeah. Anyways, we had a really great time there. We were making a movie. This kid was following us around everywhere, making a documentary movie about us in Mexico. So it was funny. It was like every morning he was calling us at, you know, 10 in the morning. Okay, what's the schedule for today? Like, okay. And we're like, oh my God.
He's a 22-year-old filmmaker.
A 22-year-old shadow.
It was like a reality TV show for 6 weeks.
He traveled with us for more than a month.
Yeah, every day interviews, you know, you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to be talking about this, like on the camera. What is he going to do with this?
he had a lot of spirit. You had to give it to him. It's like, that was our third tour of Mexico. So he knew we had been traveling around a lot down there previously, and he wrote us a year ago, and said next time we came down he wanted to follow us everywhere and just start getting it on film, and so he came through. It was really
wow, that's cool. So is there any like release date or is it going to be on the internet somewhere?
Well, we left him a couple of days ago with like 30 hours of footage, so I think he's going to be editing.
Yeah, he's got
years.
His hands full.
I think the name of the movie is Mi Nombre Es Jesse Evans, because he said the first time he saw us I just kept saying that in the microphone.
so we're that far.
He was intrigued by the fact that we were so into going to Mexico and touring there, because I don't think that many bands from Europe or America are going down there all the time. So
most bands are only playing in Mexico City or maybe Guadalajara, but that's they're not really reaching out to the smaller towns, at least from north of the border. They're not really reaching out to the smaller towns. And since the first time we went down there, we've been really trying to book shows and in clubs and in small towns, and we meet so many great kids everywhere there, and everyone tells us just no one does it, you know. And a lot, I don't know if people are afraid or what, but we just go down there by just the two of us and travel around. We drive and we have an incredible time. We meet so many great people.
Yeah, there's so much great music happening there right now, like really modern, like electronic music mixed with like cumbia or norteña or mariachi, just really, really interesting music happening there. So
crazy,
it's really inspiring.
Crazy blends of like house music and techno music, like psychedelic electronic music with like farmer music and like trucks. And
I
stuff.
Love that stuff. That's
it's
so
really
cool.
Amazing. We'll have to make you a list of stuff to check out.
So cool. Well, so it's kind of interesting that you guys are originally from the U.S. You independently happened to move out to Berlin pretty close to the same time, around 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And now you tour like Europe and Mexico, and you leave out the U.S.
It's
for the
weird.
Most
well,
part.
I mean, since I moved away from the U.S. like 5 years ago, and I haven't toured the U.S. since I moved. I play in California once or twice a year. Like my family's there, so I always like to go back there and play so my mom and my sisters and my brothers can come, you know. But just I haven't had any shows here. I don't know. It's weird.
Sometimes that's how it goes. Yeah. And you guys tour like really extensively. It sounds like you've been traveling a ton in Europe and I guess Russia even, you said?
Yeah, this last year we've been to Moscow, Istanbul, Athens, all over like Western Europe, Scandinavia, Mexico. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about your new CD a little bit?
Yeah, I just released my first solo album, and it's called Jesse Evans, Is It Fire? And I put it out in my label that I just made, Phantomite Records. And this album we made in Mexico, I went there to make it. We made it with Pepe Moque from Norte Collective, and we recorded in motel rooms around Mexico, driving by car and recording in trashy motel rooms. And I'm like really proud of it. It's like it's a lot of mesh of styles, and it's really like very dancey music and a lot of rhythms happening. Toby Dammit plays drums on it on the whole record, and Budgie from The Creatures and Susie and the Banshees plays drums and marimba on it. Martin Vang from Calexico plays trumpet on a couple tracks, and so right now it's available through mail order and on download and stuff, and I'm looking for distribution for it, and I don't know, I'm really proud of it.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm excited about it. Yeah. It's like, it looks like it's very well produced, and the cover art's pretty and shiny.
Thank
and
you.
Glossy and all that.
Thank you. Cool.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about like other musical projects or your musical past? I know you've collaborated, Jesse, with Bettina Koster of Malaria.
Yeah, that was the last project I did. It was called Auto Nervous, and I moved to Berlin 5 years ago, and like about a week before I moved there, I dreamt that I went there and I was hanging out with the girls from Malaria, and they were my age and we were running around.
It's a German fantasy.
No, it was funny.
Fantasy.
It was really funny because they were sort of very similar to like very same wavelength to me. And I had discovered their stuff a couple of years before moving there, and I loved it, of course. So like a week before going there, I dreamt I was there hanging out with them. And then when I arrived, like a friend of mine picked us up at the airport and drove us to this interview, and Bettina was there, and I met her immediately after arriving off the plane. So it was like I sort of landed in the lap of like all the people that I really wanted to meet and everything. They were just right there.
It's so funny. Really, I thought you were going to say that Bettina met you at the airport and welcomed you to Germany.
It's practically like, no, it's
pretty close.
We were brought to an interview and she was there, and she just was like looking at me like, who is this girl, you know? But then we ended up becoming friends and everything. We ended up doing the project together, and that was neat. That was like really realizing a fantasy of connecting with somebody from this cold wave scene that I was really influenced by, and my whole life making kind of new wave sort of music, and I wasn't alive in this, I wasn't in this scene, you know, I'm too young. So it was really cool to connect with her and to make that album. But we were both very similar. We're both sort of like, you know, singers playing saxophone, and sort of it was like having two wheels, a car with wheels on the left side or something, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So Toby, when did you come into the picture? You have some crazy connections to like everybody from like Iggy Pop to Bertrand Bergelot to WFMU's own Fabio Roberti.
Not necessarily in that order.
Yeah, but
I mean, I met Jesse actually when she was mixing that record, the Auto Nervous record. Mm-hmm. She was mixing it in a studio that I was working in Berlin, and they actually at one point they were doing live shows, and at one point they needed they wanted to have a live drummer, and so they asked me to do it, and I did that, and we rehearsed a little bit and we did a couple of shows, but very very soon after that I think we both realized that we had the potential to do something really great, and she was already writing a lot of new material, and I know she was already sort of on the road to making this record, and so we just started working on this material as the two of us, and very quickly a promoter that she knew in Ireland in Dublin kind of dared her to come to Dublin and do a solo show of this stuff. He was a big fan. And so we had a goal, you know, we had a deadline of like, well, we got to put a show together in whatever it was, 6 weeks or 2 months or something. And we just started working this material up to put it on stage. And we did one test show in Berlin, you know, and a lot of people were there. Peaches was there. Everyone seemed to love it. And we've just kept going like this as two people. And it seems to work really well, the minimalism on stage. I know you can't really see what we actually do, but it's there's not a lot of stuff on stage. It's only the two of us. And it's very focused. And, of course, Jessie's an amazing dancer, and it puts a big focus on her dancing and what's going to happen. And I think it's really exciting for people.
So. I like doing projects with two people. I mean, the last two projects before this, with the one with Autonervous and then The Vanishing, I moved to Berlin with my drummer of the time from The Vanishing. So I've done a project before with just a drummer, and I love it. I mean, I think rhythm is the most important thing, like, aside from singing, you know, so it works well, and it strips it down, and I got sick of being in bands where there's a bunch of people and it's a democracy and everyone has an opinion. It's just too exhausting. I just want to strip away all of that, you know?
Yeah, you have one person that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, the rhythm is so important, you know, especially for this kind of like cold wave, no wave, and dance music in general.
The minimalism also allows us to go and travel and do these sorts of shows and go wherever. I mean, she just got an offer to go play in Kiev, you know, and it's and we're just going to go because it's really easy for us to make a spontaneous decision. We don't weigh a lot. We're only two people. We're not traveling with a lot of stuff, and it's we're very light on our feet that way, and a lot of promoters seem to appreciate that, to be able to make spontaneous decisions. So.
Yeah, cool. Do you have any other musical projects that either of you are working on right now, or are you totally focused on the Jesse Evans?
Well, I'm starting to work on my next record. I've written most of the songs, and so I want to record that this year sometime. And yeah, I'm just working on, you know, making new music all the time, and yeah, that's about it. Toby's doing a bunch of different stuff though.
Yeah, I'm working with a few different French artists. I'm producing one French singer, a girl from Metz, and I work with a couple of different artists based out of Paris, and it keeps me bouncing back and forth between France and Germany a lot. But I don't know, most of the time we seem to be going all over the place every month, so it's keeping us busy.
Yeah, sounds like it. Is there a website or a MySpace page or something that people can go to find out more information about you, since you guys normally aren't in the U.S. and, you know, touring around?
Yeah, my MySpace page is myspace.com/JessieEvansMusic. JSSIE Evans Music. Yeah.
Cool. And do you have any kind of web presence, Toby?
Yeah.
You have a website?
It's just TobyDammit.com. It's pretty simple.
Nice. Looking ahead to the future, like, are there, you know, you mentioned Kiev. Where else will you guys be popping up?
Well, we just had a 7-inch come out in Tokyo, so I hope to go there soon. And we have some tour in Spain coming up and some shows in France and Portugal and stuff. Yeah, we're going to do a show as a 3-piece with Budgie down in France in a couple months. And I don't know, just open to whatever comes up, you know. Really want to go to South America. I've never been there, so I would love to tour there soon.
Very cool. Yeah. Nice. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about or mention while you have radio ears?
I don't know. I think it's we're really glad that you asked us to come here, because we haven't performed on the East Coast of the United States at all yet in the 3 years.
This is our first show in New York.
in the 3 years that we've been doing this project, we actually haven't put any energy into trying to come here, and we've been more focused on trying to go to Mexico and kind of every time we route through California. And we, even though, I mean, I know a lot of people here, I have a lot of friends here, we normally stop over here just to see friends briefly and then go back, but we haven't really put the effort into doing any concerts anywhere on the East Coast. So it's a real pleasure just to come here and do something, and you know, and
you know. And if anyone in Puerto Rico is listening, we'd love to play there.
The big one for us is Cuba.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that would be great. Take me with you.
Now's the time. Everybody knows.
Yeah, hurry up.
So great. Well, thanks so much for sharing, and thanks for giving us such an exclusive set here.
Thank
on
you.
On WFMU. It was really great that we could work this out.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad it could happen. Thanks again, and good luck on the rest of your travels.
Cool, thanks.